Blog Talk Radio.
Get the answers to life's questions, a show that was created so that you'd have a place to find the answers that could help you to make those changes. So often we rely on our minds to provide us with the answers we're looking for in life, and we get often disappointed because, frankly, our minds are like a computer. They store information. And then they take that information and go through it and come up with answers based only on that information. Well, when you are trusting your intuition, your heart, your guidance to help you to make those changes that you want to make in your life, then you're coming from all of the information in the universe. You are coming from the pure potential of life. And that's like a whole different level of computer. So if you want to make changes in your life and you've been trying and you've been doing this and that over and over and over and over and it's not working, give me a call. And the number is 646-716-5045, 646-716-5045. Because you've probably been looking in the wrong place for your answers. And together we can look where you can actually find them. We can look in the place that will actually help you to make those changes. So life really is about evolution. It's something we're all going through. It's something that we were designed to go through. We're supposed to have changes in our lives. Without it, things would be incredibly dull. So let's go to our caller from area code 504. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it was me. Okay, you got it. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. How are you, Kelly?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. So I was just reading your stuff and I wasn't prepared, but here I am. And what do you need? Do I ask a question or what do I do?
You can ask a question. What do you want to do?
Okay. Well, what I'd like to do is I'm trying to eliminate blockages so to let my, you know, the life go freely. You know, there's these past life blockages, contracts that I thought I have eliminated or passed by, finalized. And I'm not finding that, I don't know, I'm just not touching base with spirit as much. And I just can't connect with my spirit guides. And I don't know. And of course, on King, I've always been large, but there is, it's something to do with holding on to old stuff. And what I'm trying to do is get to this question. What am I trying to ask? Is that what in the heck are my blockages? I can't see them. I look and try, and I just can't find them.
Okay. Well, you were talking about past life blockages, and I get that you actually have generational stuff that you're getting from your ancestors. I don't see anything past life. So
okay.
I don't know if you've listened to my show before, but I do something called Infinity Healing, and it's a wonderful, wonderful method, and it takes care of problems quickly, simply, and easily, and it continues to work until the problem is solved. So even after we get off the phone, weeks, months, if that's what it takes, it'll still be working.
Okay.
So, would you like... Okay, I'm now making sure the Infinity Healing Energy is running. If you would like to receive it, say yes.
I am ready to receive positive.
Okay, and this energy is coming directly from God. This is not going through me before it gets to you. It's a direct connection. So it's just you and God's energy. There's none of me in there. Okay. So would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing the generational beliefs, the generational false beliefs which are running in your life? If so, say yes.
I say yes.
And take three nice deep, deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, and would you like an Infinity Healing for opening you up and bringing you clarity about your life, your path, your purpose, whatever it is you have questions about? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. These need to be really deep breaths because this is your way of opening up to the energy. And would you like an Infinity Healing for activating your gifts, allowing them to come fully online at a rate that is right for you so that you can start living more and more in your own life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel?
Good. No different yet, but
you feel different?
Good, but I always feel good.
Okay. Okay, now think about those blocks that have been in your way. Does that feel different?
Not yet. I don't feel it, but
okay.
Yeah. Not yet.
All right. I'm checking in with guidance to see if there's anything else they want me to say about that. And there is. Okay. Would you like an Infinity Healing to give yourself permission to fully release whatever it is that you are meant to release? So say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep, deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, so they're showing me a kind of a vision of you, and your energy is definitely moving now, which is good. I don't know if you can tell that yet, but that's what they're showing me. Okay. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting the truth that you are a child of God, that God loves you completely, and that God wants you to have whatever it is you desire. And God is working with you in every moment to create your desires. So as long as you focus on your desires, they will always come true. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay. I guess that was part of a major shift for you. I don't know what your life was like in the past, but it's changed now.
Okay.
All right. So do
I'm
you
looking
have
forward
any questions
to it.
About any of this?
Go ahead. Well, I know when I've done some huge things that have ended some long, like you said, ancestral stuff, and it's bowled me over. I mean, I've felt it before, but it gets me when I'm not focusing on it. Like I was just cooking, and then all of a sudden it hit me. It was the most one of the experiences of my life. It was just huge, and I thought it was just about me, and then all of a sudden it was a crowd of people saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And so what it's going to take probably is me doing something mundane, and it's going to probably hit me, I'm sure, like it did before.
Either that or it might come through your dreams. A lot of people have some very interesting dreams after they've had the infinity healing. And just so you'll know, like I said, this will keep running until the issue is completely transformed, but it's also working on you, your relatives, your ancestors, your children, your past lives, your future lives. It's working on everything. And anybody in your family that, if their soul is willing to accept it, they are getting it just as much as you are getting it. But that's their choice. It's just being made available to them.
Okay.
Okay, well, I get that you are ready to drink lots of water and
experience
what they're going to be bringing you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for calling. And
have a wonderful
tour. If you ever have any more questions, call again. You too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And just for anybody else who's listening, when I do work on somebody else, if you want to say yes when I ask them the question, then the energy will also work on you. Because God is not picky. God loves us all, wants everybody to be totally happy and live these wonderful, fulfilled lives. So it's up to you. It's always been up to you. All right, let's go to the caller from area code 336. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Dee. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a kind of combined question. I don't know if you can do that or I can just do one question.
Oh, hey, I'm flexible.
Okay, good. Well, I have a love and financial question.
Okay.
Love is, I have been getting insights of maybe meeting someone like a real soulmate coming in to my life, and I just want to know if you see that and maybe I can get confirmation on that. And with my finances, I have a lot going on with that. I have some dental work, and it's going to be costing me almost $1,500 out of my pocket, and everything's getting tight. Because I have a house payment and I got other bills, and I just want to know if you see anything with the improvement in that area. I have also been doing extra hours at my job, so, you know, it's helping some, but, you know, I just need a really breakthrough on that.
Okay.
So then my question.
Okay. The love question. Okay. So when someone usually asks me, you know, is anyone coming into my life, they usually show me that person as a bright light, and then they show me little lights circling the person, you know, like they're airplanes waiting to land kind of thing. I don't know why I said that, because I don't know, that's the image it reminds me of. Okay, so when I look at you and I ask about love, you have three airplanes circling you. So you're going to have choices. There's not just one soulmate. We have people who come into our lives so that we can learn things, so that we can experience things. And the things you experience depends on who it is you pick to have in your life. So you're going to have three choices. And they're not all going to show up at once, but they are going to show up pretty soon. So, you know, if you meet someone, just keep it fun. Keep it on the level of fun, just getting to know them. You know, don't try to go into anything serious right away, even if you feel this wonderful connection and this is the one. Go there. Just keep it fun. Keep it light. And let yourself make a choice. Because, like I said, there's not just one. And all three of them will be wonderful people. And you get to choose which of these wonderful people you want to spend time with. Okay. So now finances. All right. So they want us to do a little bit of the infinity healing around finances, around clearing out some of your old beliefs that actually keep money from flowing into your life more. So are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that the source of every wonderful thing that comes into your life and all of the money that comes into your life is actually God? And God sends the money to you through various channels. Your channel could be where you're employed. Your channel could be surprise checks that come in the mail. Strangers will give you money. There's an unlimited number of channels. Are you willing now to accept the truth that God is the source? Everything else is just a channel. God will send you whatever you need through whatever channel is available. Okay, you've already said yes, so take three deep breaths. And make these really deep breaths, because this is you opening up to this energy. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you never, ever, ever need to worry about money?
Yes.
Because God is always providing for you. Okay, and three more nice deep breaths. And are you willing to accept the infinity healing for accepting miracles, accepting that things can happen in miraculous ways? It's not that you will always get money. It's sometimes that they will call you and say, oh, no, we figured it up wrong. You don't actually owe this much money. Or there could be anything that could happen. So are you willing to be open to receiving miracles?
Yes.
And three more nice, deep, deep breaths. And are you willing to have, to accept an infinity healing for releasing any and all false beliefs that you have about lack, insufficient funds, debt, can't have enough, can't afford it, anything along those lines? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three more nice, deep, deep breaths. Okay. So there's a group of angels right now that are around you. And they are surrounding you kind of like a, we'll just call it a love blanket. They are wrapping mm-hmm. you in a blanket of love, and they mm-hmm. are holding you, and they are opening your heart so that you can feel more love, live more love, experience more love for yourself as well as for others. And they're just opening you up. And just let that happen. Just breathe a little. And they want you to know that they will always be with you. And if there's anything that you want or need in your life, you can simply ask for it. I don't know, you know, how you were taught to pray. You know, most people actually kind of beg when they pray. And mm-hmm. guidance wants us all to know that that is not necessary. You can
yes.
make
mm-hmm.
prayer like a conversation, you know. Like if you were asking someone for something for yourself, because you always pray for you, you can ask, you know, God to watch out for the world, which happens anyway. But you want to ask for what it is you want. If you want a solution to a problem, then you ask for a solution to that problem. And also ask them to bring you clarity so that you can see the solution that they're presenting to you. Because sometimes we just don't see what's right in front of our faces.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to have conversations with God or your angels or your guides, whoever it is you want to talk to. And when you do, ask what it is, what steps you can take to rectify whatever the situation is. Ask for inspired action. That way you know that whatever you're doing is actually accomplishing something. You're not just doing for the sake of doing. And let yourself be guided and led. Because that's what they're there for. And
okay.
they completely and totally love you. And they have all the time in the world to give to you. So don't ever think that, no, they're giving me all this time and all these other people over there are suffering. All these people over there are taken care of. This is about you. This is about truly loving yourself, seeing your value, and living your life for what is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure I said that.
Thank you.
Because
thank
you,
you
are
so much.
You deserve it. You really are
mm-hmm.
a wonderful person. And they're like, she doesn't know how wonderful she is. So ask for the things that you desire. And if it brings up fears or whatever, then ask them to help you to let go of those fears. Because fears are never the truth. Never. Okay. So how do you feel now?
I feel better. I feel wonderful. Thank you so
good.
Much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes it easier for your three airplanes to find you because they're
yes,
looking for that
I
wonderful
hope
one.
For the right one, then the one I pick, I hope this is the real one, the spiritual love and the marriage that
there
I've
is
been
no
praying
wrong
for.
One. There is no wrong
that's
one.
Right.
So whichever
oh, no
one you
one
pick
one.
Will
okay.
be the right one. Okay?
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
Just follow your
so
heart.
You think it'll
we
be happening soon,
you.
Like in the next few months or so?
I see that it will be happening soon. My guidance hates to give me timelines because then we begin to believe, oh, it's got to happen
that's
in this
right.
timeline.
Yes.
And the second
mm-hmm.
we tell you a time, you could change and everything else could change and it would go
that's
out
right.
the window. So they will mm-hmm. use the word soon. They say very
okay,
soon.
Okay, soon. I accept that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And, yes, I do take questions from the chat room. So if you have a question, feel free to type it in. And I will be happy to read it and answer it. I know there's like a little delay between the time I say things. And the time you hear them through the computer. And that's just fine. So today's show is about transformation. And actually, that's what we've been doing with the calls that we've had. We've been transforming. Transformation is just a matter of letting go of those old beliefs and stepping into the truth. Okay, we have a question from the chat room. I am in love with my best friend who is going through a lot in his life. So my question is, what is his feelings for me at this moment? Will he be getting a divorce from his wife, and will we be in a relationship afterwards? Okay. So the first question that they're asking is, why have you decided to be in love with someone who is not available for you? And they ask this because we set ourselves up sometimes. We say we want to have a wonderful relationship, and then we go out and we find people who are not actually available to be in a relationship with us. So there's a part of us that's actually afraid of being in a relationship. And I understand he's your best friend, and I think that's wonderful. And having a relationship develop out of friendship is absolutely fabulous. I recommend it for everybody. But in this case, you need to look at what it is you are really creating, what it is. Well, I'm on the radio. What it is that that you really want to experience in your life. Because if you're creating a relationship with someone who's not available to be in a relationship with you, then you've got some fears, some whatever, that are in the way of what you are willing to allow in your life. So let's see if they're going to show me anything about him and divorce and all of that kind of stuff that you asked about. You're saying he hasn't really decided, that he's kind of on the fence about the whole situation. And if he does choose divorce, then be there as his friend. Do not immediately try to be there as more than his friend, because that would end up being a kind of disastrous thing for you both. So keep it as a friendship. And let things flow from there. So that's what they want you to know. And if you have any questions about that, go ahead and type them in. When we are transforming our lives, we get the opportunity to look at things, to become more aware, more awake about what is going on, about how we truly feel about things, about what it is we really want to experience. And sometimes we find that what we've always thought we wanted is not actually what we want. And that's a good thing, because then we get to refine those choices and we get to create something new, something different, something brighter. So when you are looking at your life and you are looking at how it is now, you can make those wonderful changes however you see fit. And don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Because once you start becoming aware, you know, what you think, what you feel, what you believe, sometimes it can seem like a lot that you have to go through, a lot that you have to accomplish before you can achieve your goals. And that's fine. That's just the way it is. It's not something you need to be overwhelmed about or scared about, because you're taking steps every day anyway. So what's to keep you from taking the steps that are actually going to create what you desire instead of creating what you don't want, which is what you're really good at? Okay, so let's see. We have a question. I understand what you are saying. Another question that I am having is that his wife was talking about divorce also. Will she be the one filing a divorce? So the answer I'm getting is that people talk a lot. And they're right, they do. Some people talk about getting divorced for years and years and years and years. I've known people who were married for 30 years and had been talking about getting divorced for 29. So talking about it doesn't mean that they're actually going to take any action. People talk about lots of things. If you are putting off your happiness, your joy in life, waiting for what she's talking about to come true, you're pretty much wasting your time. You're putting your life on hold. You're giving other people the power over whether or not you get to be happy. Be his friend, but get on with your life. You know, go out, date, have a good time, get to know lots of other people. That way, if nothing ever changes in his marriage, you will be living your life. You won't be just sitting at home staring at the phone, hoping that he'll call, hoping that he can get away from her for a second or whatever it is you sit around and hope for. That's not the way you're supposed to live. You're supposed to be alive now, not based on whether or not he's going to divorce her or she's going to divorce him. Don't do that. Don't put off your living for later. So let yourself have some fun. Go out. Meet people. You know? Enjoy your life. And if sometimes the person you go out with is your best friend, that's great. That's wonderful. But there are other people in the world. And when you're thinking about this, really ask yourself what it is you want. Ask yourself what it is you're looking for. Don't just think that this is what I have, this is what I'm stuck with, or this is what's always been, so it is what it will always be. Really ask yourself, what does my heart want? Who am I, and what is it that I want to experience in this lifetime? And please do ask yourself why you have an attachment to someone who is not available for you. Because you do deserve someone who's actually going to love you, to be there for you, to spend every moment with you if they want to, or you want them to. And that's not what you have now. You have someone who's in a relationship, a committed relationship with someone else, and that relationship is their primary focus, not you. Why don't you want to be the primary focus? Why do you want to be, you know, the second string? What did you do that was so terrible that you don't deserve to be absolutely loved and adored? Ask yourself those questions and see what kind of answers you get. Because it really is all about you. It's about you, and it's about your choices, and it's about your life. It's not about him. It's about you. And the beautiful thing about transformation is that you are changing your life. The life of the person who should be most important to you, which is you. The life of the person who will always be there for you, which is you. Why not make it the very best life that it can possibly be? because you deserve it, because that's how it is meant to be. We often seem to forget that we are loved. We are loved by God. And God wants us to live our heart's desires and to have every single one of those desires come true. And the reason why they don't come true is because we don't believe that they're supposed to, or we don't allow them, or we don't think we're good enough, or we think it has to come true for everybody over on that side of the world before it can come true for me on this side of the world. You see, we are the ones that create all of those obstacles and blocks and whatever to our own happiness. It's not about them. It's not about situations. It's not about any of that stuff out there. It's about us. It's about what we are creating. It's about who we are being. And the more we recognize that and we start looking at our lives and our beliefs and our thoughts and deciding which ones don't actually work for us anymore and then letting them go, that's what makes the huge difference for us. Because as long as you keep thinking the same old things you have always thought, your life is not going to change. So think about it this way. When you are thinking about what you don't want, which is what a lot of people do, even if you ask them what they do want, they'll tell you what they don't want. The more you think about what you don't want, the more energy you are giving to what you don't want. You are nourishing what you don't want. You are allowing what you don't want to grow, and you are getting more and more of what you don't want. Well, the same thing happens if you switch that around and you start focusing on what you do want, on what you want to create, on what you want to have in your life. Then that is being nourished. That is growing. That is coming more and more into your life, and you are experiencing it more and more in every moment. So it really is you. It's you and what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're allowing, what you're creating. It's all about you. It's not the situations and circumstances in the world around you. It never was. It was you. So you're the one that has the power. Embrace the power. Start transforming your own life. And if you need help transforming your life, then find someone to help you. And if you want to ask your angels, you know, please let me know, connect me, however you want to phrase it, with someone who's going to give me the help that I need. They'll do that. They are always more than willing to work with us. They are always more than willing to help us. But we have to ask. Most people just ask that God changes their life. Well, that's really no help at all, you know. Your life is always changing in every moment, so God's already answering that one. Things are always changing. You've got your changes. Know what it is that you actually want to change. Know what it is you actually want to live, and let yourself express that. And if there's something you don't want, don't talk about it, because then you are giving it energy. It's kind of like we see all of this stuff on television about, you know, disasters that have happened in other parts of the world or whatever it is, and it tugs at our heartstrings. It makes us want to give money to it. But we're actually giving energy to the fact that this horrible thing has happened. We're actually sustaining the horrible thing that we want to get rid of. I mean, think about it. You really are putting your focus there. You're putting your energy there. You are growing the horror. That's what you're doing. Really look at what it is you actually want to experience and put your energy into that and allow yourself to create what you actually want, to create what brings you joy, to create what brings you abundance, to create what brings you love. Let that be your focus. Let that be your creation. It really is about your choices. In every moment, you are making choices. Allow those choices to be what is actually for your highest good, instead of what you've been told you have to choose from or what your ego is kicking and screaming about. Let yourself make your choices for what is best for you. And if you're not sure what's best for you, ask your guidance. Ask your angel. Ask whomever it is that you choose to talk to or believe in. But ask them. And let yourself get the answers. And if you can't hear the answers, call me. I'll ask them and tell you what they say. So you do have choices. But it is about you. And it's about your life. And it's about what you're creating. And there really are no limits to how fantastic your life can be. So start to look at things. Start to get a clear understanding of who you are and what you're creating in your life. And for goodness sake, ask for clarity. Guidance is always saying that. Ask for clarity. You don't understand? Ask for clarity. Ask us to clarify it. We're giving you all of the answers that you're asking for, and if it's not making any sense to you, ask us to clarify it, because they can do that. They can do anything, but they're not going to do it if you don't ask, because they're going to assume that you are doing just fine and you understand everything that's going on and you don't have any questions because you're not asking. So ask. They're there for you. They want you to be happy. They enjoy your joy. So why not? Let yourself become who you truly are. Okay, so if you're in the chat room and you have a question, you can type it in. And if you are on the phone and you have a question, you can press the number 1, which will raise a little symbol on my studio, and I will know that you have a question. And it looks like we do. Oh, I thought we had a question coming from the chat room, but now I don't see one. Okay. So transformation is about personal choice. And your transformation will happen at whatever rate is right for you. And sometimes it will feel like your transformation is happening way too fast, like you're on a speeding locomotive, which is completely out of control, but you're not. It's just your perception. Everything's about your perception. You're never given more than you can handle, and that's actually true. And that's why everybody's life is different. Everybody has different issues, if you want to call them that. And some people's issues may seem trivial to you, and your issues may seem trivial to somebody else, because no one is ever given more than they can handle. And there's no need for you to ever compare your life to anybody else's, because there's nobody exactly like you. So how do you make that kind of comparison? Okay, we have a question from the chat room. Anything come for this month for a relationship or a job? I've done a lot of work and loving myself. Let's see what they want to say about that. Okay, so the first thing we're saying is, you know, we get this belief that if we clear out just enough stuff, then everything in our life will change and it'll all be absolutely perfect. And we're actually always evolving. So there never comes a time when there's no work to be done. And you don't even have to see it as work. If you don't want to, you can just see it as part of the fun of living. So they want you to get over that idea that one day you're actually going to be perfect and everything will be perfect, because you're already perfect. You're just experiencing life, learning lessons. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just living life and learning lessons. All right, now your love life and your work life. Love life. Oh, there's already somebody that you know that has potential to be more. And there's also somebody who's coming. So you're going to have your choice between the two of them. And you can decide which one of them better aligns with who you are and who you are becoming. So look at the relationships that you already have, the people that you already know, and see which one of them already feels like there's more there than you might have noticed before. And job. Okay, they don't like the word job. They say, stop looking for a job. What is it that you actually enjoy? Job sounds so negative. What is it that you really want to do with your life? What brings you joy? What brings you pleasure? And is that what you are pursuing? And if you were telling yourself, I can't pursue that because I don't have the education or whatever excuses you are giving, then find a way for you to do it as an apprentice or as a volunteer so that you can actually step into it, get your feet wet, and then move forward. We don't always get into our career, our play, instead of our work, in a direct way. Often it comes about indirectly. You know, we're doing something and it just kind of all flows. That's the beauty of it when we are in that energy of love, that energy of joy, that energy of, I really like what I'm doing and it really doesn't matter about anything else, then we are in that flow and miracles happen. When we're in that flow, we allow miracles to happen because we're not sitting there saying, oh, it has to be this particular way. So go of anything that is feeling desperate. We do get into these states of being where we feel that we have to have something, whether it's a relationship or money or whatever it is, and we think, I have to have this. My life is horrible. I have to have this. Please save me. That's putting you in an energy of desperation. And remember, whatever you focus on, that's what you are feeding. So if you are feeding desperation, you are bringing more desperation to you. And that's not actually what you want. So get into the energy of knowing that God is your source. And if you don't like the name God, you switch it to universe, source, creator, whatever makes you happy. Knowing that everything that flows into your life, all of the money that comes to you, start with God. And then God picks a channel and sends the money through a channel and it comes to you. So if you have a job, the money that you get paid from your job is not actually money coming from your employer. Your employer is the channel. The money is coming from the source. So when you look at it that way, then you can see that there are more channels than you can actually ever imagine. And if there's something that you need, something that you want to have, something that you want to create, you can talk to God about it, and God will help you to create it. And it will come to you through whatever channel is best for you. This takes that whole, I have to have a particular thing in order to have money, that whole vibe out of your life. Because then you are seeing that God is the source. God always provides for you. God has always provided for you. God is willing to give you anything. You're just not usually willing to accept it. And we usually have restrictions and restraints on what we're willing to allow to flow into our lives. If we removed all those restrictions and restraints, there would be absolutely no limit to what could show up. And that probably stirs up some fears in some of you because that's, ooh, you get big fears out of that. But that's the way it works. That's why we need to understand what we think so we can release those old beliefs and allow what we actually desire to come to us instead of being stuck in desperation. Okay, so they want us to do a little bit of the infinity healing And if you've never heard about it before, it's a method of healing where you are connected directly with God. And we ask for the healing, and if you say yes, you will get an opportunity to say yes. Then you take 3 deep breaths, and you are accepting that healing. Once that healing starts, it will continue to flow until whatever the issue is completely transformed. So even after the radio show, it will still be working on you. And if it takes you months or even years to let go of whatever it is, it's still working on you every single moment. It doesn't stop until it's actually finished. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you need to be desperate about anything in your life, money, relationships, whatever it is, that desperation actually brings you what you desire? If so, say yes. And I'll say yes for you, yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God is the source of all of the money, all of the joy, all of the love that comes into your life, and God simply chooses what channel to send it to you through, and all you need to do is accept it. It says, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that your life cannot change for the better? That things just have to keep getting worse and they can never actually improve. Success say yes. Yes. Take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are a beloved child of God and that God wants you to be incredibly, unbelievably happy, and that it's okay for you to accept your power, your glory, your magnificence, and to live it now? And so say yes. Yes. Take 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the way that you have seen yourself in the past, the labels that you have placed upon yourself, the limitations and restrictions that you have placed upon yourself, so that you can evolve into who you really are? So say yes. Yes. Take 3 nice deep breaths. Okay. So let me know how that makes you feel. You're showing me an image that your energy is definitely moving. It's getting lighter and brighter, which is good. And if it brings up anything that you need to release, then you can go ahead and type it in the chat room. And if you're listening on the phone and it brought up anything for you, press the number 1, raise your hand, and we'll deal with it. They really want us all to understand that this transformation is a good thing. It's not something we need to be afraid of. It really is for our highest good. Okay, I'm Jennifer, caller from area code 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm the one in the chat room. The chat room stopped working for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I was trying to type in private, but like, I think the chat room stopped on me.
Oh, wait, it did bring up a question.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's me.
So,
it worked.
So you're feeling better?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I need so much I need money in my pocket. That's all I got.
So, would you like an infinity healing for releasing any blocks that you knowingly or unknowingly have to receiving money?
Yes.
If so, say yes. Okay.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to accept inner peace around the whole situation of work and money, just the sense of peace that will allow you to actually be at ease with it all and be more open to receiving? So say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep, deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Good. So good, I'm coughing. Good. Much better.
Wonderful. So I'm hearing that things are changing for you. Things already started, and you will notice that things are different.
Cool. That's what I need, a big change.
Yeah. It may start with a little change, but it'll build up. Sometimes we have to start with little steps, and then we get up to where we're leaping from mountaintop to mountaintop. But it is definitely happening. So you're on your way.
Cool, I appreciate it. It's like at the, you know what I mean, like at the end of the tunnel, like you're not seeing it fast enough. I'm like... Because I needed this, what you did for me. I appreciate it very, very much, Lee.
Well, you are so welcome, and I'm so glad that you called in and you decided to transform your life, which is a good thing.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you, and have a good holiday.
You too.
Thanks.
Lovely. Okay, we are almost at the end of our time together, and thank you to everyone who's been listening and calling in and asking questions. And I want to remind everybody, if you go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, you can sign up to get a free 20-minute session. The information's on my website on lots of different pages, so go there and sign up if that's something that you want for your life so that you can even further into your transformation. And this Sunday I have the complimentary Infinity Healing call, 3:00 Central Time, and it lasts for an hour, and you can have that clearing done as well. We're going to work on fear and independence and all that kind of stuff. So I will be back on Tuesday. Everyone have a wonderful, safe holiday weekend. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.